Testimony. I would like to give a testimony concerning my failure in trying to be a good person. I am influenced by Japanese culture. I believe that being a good person was the right thing to do, both as a human being and as a Christian. Therefore, even though I often heard messages saying that culture, especially the Japanese tendency to live as a good person, can frustrate Christ, at first I did not understand what was wrong with trying to be a good person. When I lived by my natural goodness, I did not feel the need to confess anything to the Lord. However, in the church life, I began to observe the examples of brothers and sisters who denied their culture and natural goodness in order to live Christ. Furthermore, through studying the New Testament book of Galatians and the Old Testament book of Job, I came to realize clearly that God does not desire merely a culturally good person. When I lived as a good person, I am expressing my natural goodness rather than Christ. Moreover, natural goodness is merely an outward appearance. It is not reality. My natural virtues may appear admirable on the surface, but in fact they are empty and lack genuine reality. Because they seem good outwardly, Job even boasted in them. After passing through many environmental dealings, Job said, "Let him weigh me in a righteous balance, and let God know my integrity." Job 31:6. Yet when Job realized that he was nothing, God finally spoke to him. Then Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind. Job 38:1. In other words, as long as Job remained in the line of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, taking pride in his natural goodness, God could not speak to him. But when Job realized that he was nothing and that God alone is the one who is, God began to speak. Footnote 1 on Job 38:1 says that God's purpose in appearing to Job was to show him that he was nothing and that God is infinite and unsearchable. God's appearing also implied that he wanted Job to realize that he had been in the wrong realm, the realm of building up himself as a perfect, righteous, and upright man in the old creation. Job gave glory to himself in these things, but God considered them hindrances that needed to be stripped away, so that Job could receive God's nature, life, element, and essence, and thus be metabolically transformed to become a God-man, one who expresses God and ministers God to others in the new creation. After seeing this, I prayed, "O Lord Jesus, I have thought that living as a culturally good person was right, but through the revelation in the scriptures and the examples of the brothers and sisters, I now realize that I was wrong. Lord, forgive me for my failure in trying to be a good person. Have mercy on me and train me to live Christ." After praying in this way, I was exposed for the first time to how pitiful my condition had been. I realized that I had spent so much effort trying to be a good person, and I felt ashamed that I had considered this to be the Christian life. As I continued to confess this matter to the Lord, my fellowship with Him became deeper. Because I had previously been preoccupied with becoming a good person, I had lacked the burden for others. Now, little by little, my burden for others gradually increased. Eventually, I could echo Job's words, I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore, I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. Job 42:5-6. Then after Job prayed for his friends, and Jehovah turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And Jehovah gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job 42:10.